the Rush Hour Catch-Up for Honda. Let's help you into a Honda today. For the school pickup, for the early run home, for the still stuck at work, welcome. This is the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete. Perth's Mix 94.5.
Something is afoot in the town of Kojonup. In fact, small porcelain sheep have started appearing next to the big wool wagon out there, and the numbers are growing. For more on this, we're joined by Kojonup Shire President Ronnie Flay. Hello.
Hello.
Ronnie, I love everything about what's happening in Kojonup. I love a good caper. And someone is probably behind a good caper here.
I think so. I think there's definitely more than one person behind it, in fact.
What makes you think that, Ronnie?
Oh, I have my suspicions. And I've had a little look at the sheep, and a couple of them have name tags with names that are familiar.
Oh, the plot thickens. So these extracurricular little porcelain animals have been popping up near the famous wagon there, haven't they, in Kojonup?
That's right.
But how's it been working? You come out one day, there's one extra one. You come out the next day, there might be something else.
That's exactly what's been happening. You know, we had a little white sheep arrive, and then it was joined by a friend and yet another one, and it seemed to happen overnight. And then we had a green sheep, which I thought was quite whimsical.
Yes.
We understand it's not just sheep as well. There's a lamb and a fox.
There could be something in that, a fox.
I know.
Does he have a name tag?
No, he does not.
Have you picked any of them up and shaken them? Is there any spare change in them or anything like that?
There's a good point. I haven't tried that. Maybe I'd better do so.
Interesting.
So you have your suspicions.
Yes.
Eddie, is there anything like behind it as to why you have your suspicions, or do you think it's just a bit of fun?
Yeah, well, there's a little backstory that I think that's what gives me my lead. We've got an interesting Rotary Club who is very interested in sheep.
Okay.
And Kojonup has a reputation for being the first shire to have a million sheep in WA.
Oh, okay.
So there's a little sheep history here. and the Rotary Club were keen to put some sheep around town, much bigger ones, of course. And they hit a few obstacles, shall I say, in getting going with that project. And I think maybe the little sheep have arrived instead.
Interesting.
Continue to arrive.
Well, if your claim to fame is sheep, you want to reinforce it. I mean,
well, that's right.
It's good enough for Kowarum up. It's good enough for you guys.
Exactly. And it's right next to our wool wagon, which is very appropriate, I think.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I love this story.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Thank you for joining us and shining some light. Look, we wish you all the best with it, but in a way, hope it doesn't ever get solved, because
it's
going to be a cool little thing to come down and see.
Yeah, maybe the new Gnomesville of the Southwest.
Can I just apologise to Rotary members if I've got them wrong?
Thanks so much, Ronnie.
Thanks for having me.
It's the Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete.
If you'd like tips to help you through a day like today, areyouok.org.au, because today is Are You OK Day. And there are ways to go about asking that question. That's why we're joined now by Perth psychologist Dr. Marnie Lishman. Hello.
Hello.
Dr. Marnie, what year are we in now for the Are You OK Day?
Oh, what year are we in? It's quite a few years now.
Yeah.
It's a great success because it gets us talking, doesn't it?
And yes, it does.
Gives us that confidence to kind of really step into those probably otherwise vulnerable conversations that I think some of us get a little bit scared about having.
Well, people often say that a problem shared is a problem halved or whatever. For someone to even say to you just those words, are you okay, suggests that everyone has things that makes them not okay sometimes, so it's okay to admit you're not.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we all are not okay at some point in our lives, aren't we?
Yes.
And that's the thing, is that sometimes it might be a day of not feeling okay, sometimes it's for weeks, or sometimes it's months or years for some people. So to actually open up that conversation and have someone ask us, are you okay, and actually listen, you know, in depth to the answer, can have such a powerful impact on our lives and really open up for us to actually take even further action and get help for how we're feeling.
Now, Marnie, look, to be honest with you, there are some times where, like, I've got family and friends where I can tell that there's something going on, but I might feel
a little bit awkward about asking if they are okay, because I don't want to upset them, or I don't want to maybe dig out those feelings that they're trying to go through. Is there ever a time where you know, you don't ask the question, or maybe you wait? Is there a sign or a cue that you look for?
Yeah, I think we just have to be courageous and step into that fear, because I think that's our worries, isn't it? We think we're going to make it worse. But I think, you know, we're such verbal creatures, but we're so nonverbal as well. So there are so many nonverbal cues the people around us are actually giving off that shows that they're not okay. So I think if our intuition is telling us otherwise, we really just need to ask the question and let it flow from there, because it opens some people up and gives them permission to talk.
Yeah. Also, as much as it can be hard to ask the question, I sometimes suspect it's even harder for a person to answer it.
Yes.
Often, you know, when someone says, "You okay?" the answer is, "Yeah, I'm fine."
Yes,
is there
exactly.
a way that people can let themselves answer more freely?
Yeah, that's the thing, isn't it? Because I think, you know, it's great to ask the question, but some people are going to go, "Yeah, I'm fine."
Mm.
But I think, yeah, you've got to use your intuition and say, "What is my gut telling me? Is my gut telling me that they're not okay?" And then just ask again and just say, you know, "What's going on? How are you going? What's happening?" Or, "I've noticed you're not yourself lately." You know, just keep prompting. And, you know, by doing that and just listening to what they say, you know, is powerful in itself. But then if they're not going to kind of be vulnerable and talk to you about it, then just saying, just remind them that that you're there for whenever they want to have that conversation.
Yeah.
But that's a really nice thing to do as well. And when they're ready and when they're feeling comfortable, that's when they might, you know, take you up on that.
Okay.
Dr. Marnie Lishman, before we let you go, are you okay?
I'm having a good day, thank you. Yes, I am. Are you okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm having a good day today, actually.
Good.
But you know what? Like everybody, you have your occasional days where you don't. But it's good to know that there are things available like this in organisations like areyouok.org.au to be able to help us through those times, and people like yourself. So thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Dr. Marnie.
Lovely. Thank you.
Appreciate the time.
Bye.
And don't forget to you know, be courageous and ask
today
somebody.
Today and every day.
Absolutely.
With you from 3 p.m. weekdays, it's The Rush Hour with Lisa and Pete on Perth's Mix 94.5. The Rush Hour catch-up for Honda. Let's help you into a Honda today.